Welcome to The Mortgage Life, a space for down-to-earth conversations about how mortgages contribute to your life.
Well, that sounds canned and maybe a little boring.
What? There are so many parts to the mortgage industry and real estate finance we can explore and share with our listeners.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Mindy. Our goal is to help secure our clients' financial future.
I'm Pete Solomosi.
I'm Mindy Bodwin.
And I'm Sue Solomosi. We're your hosts. Welcome to The Mortgage Life.
Hiya, hiya.
Hello.
12 days of Mortgagemas.
This is the 12 days of Mortgagemas.
Sorry, what? Mortgage? Yes. Is this what we're going with?
Well, I don't know if you noticed my earrings, Sue.
They're so Christmassy.
Mortgagemas.
Okay.
12 days of mortgage gifts.
So welcome to, I think this is our final episode of 2023. And we decided to do something very special, 12 days of Mortgagemas. So we're going to go through a bunch of different episodes from the past couple of years that we really want to highlight and bring back to your attention, because everything that we record, we try not to make it too timely. So it's all still relevant, right?
No timestamps. And the other cool thing that we've done that's really special is we made up a word, which was Mortgagemas. It's kind of like Christmas.
A special beat.
Every time I think of the 12 days of Christmas, the song, I always think of the Bob and Doug McKenzie version. And it, the last thing, and a beer.
And a beer.
I just can't get it out of my head.
Yes. Oh, we'll have to see if we can get a clip and put that in here, because that would be really funny. So as our gift to you, we did want to give you guys some really cool look backs of the various episodes that we've done, because there's a lot of stuff there, like Sue said, that's not time bound. It's something that you go back to listen to that really has relevance at various parts. And we thought, let's find the 12 gems, the 12 mortgage misses.
So I'm going to interrupt you, because now I'm inspired. On the first day of mortgage miss, my broker gave to me. Episode one, BC assessment.
BC assessment.
Oh, that was a perfect melody, Pete. I couldn't figure out how to do that.
I do this all the time with the kids. Like, I will make songs out of everything. So yes, this is not unusual.
Not a lie. Welcome to my house. The Mortgage Life, our very first episode was about BC assessment. And at the time, we interviewed one of the BC assessors.
Yeah, Amanda.
And it was in a very different market environment at the time. But I think the question comes back to, how close is that BC assessed value to the actual market value of your home?
Yeah. Well, and we talked about how that BC assessment, it comes out right at the beginning of the year. So just after Christmas and New Year's, you should in January see your BC assessment come out. And that gives you a sense of the value of your home in July of the previous year. Again, weird timing, but we'll talk all about it in episode one.
Have a listen.
We're going to say that after every one of these days.
The second day of mortgage miss my broker gave to me. Don't burn your mortgage statement. Episode two. It was episode two, our second episode. We really hit it out of the park when we started keeping track of documentation. And this is especially important to talk about this time of year, because things get a little crazy around Christmas time. Family going everywhere, pieces move. I don't even know why it's so crazy.
Well, because you're going to be unwrapping gifts and presents, and you're going to want to throw everything in the recycling or the garbage. And the one thing you're not going to want to do that with is your mortgage documentation. So
don't wrap your Christmas presents with your mortgage statement.
Yes, don't.
So keeping track of your documentation, hang on to your mortgage statement. You'll get it in January. It'll be your annual statement to show you how much interest you paid last year or this year for next year.
Important document to have. I'm doing a refinance, a renewal right now, and I need their mortgage statement from January of this year. It's important. That's all the deep.
All right. So I'm going to hit it now with on the third day of mortgage miss my true no my mortgage broker gave to me I thought I was gonna say my true love mortgage broker.
Oh dear, that is a different podcast.
Third day of mortgage miss was episode 6. We did an episode on alternative lending. And we thought this was an important one to bring up right now, especially in our market right now, because qualification is so much more difficult.
Leaning on alternative lenders more and more this year. They still have really good mortgage products. In some cases, the interest rates aren't even that different from what we're getting with conventional lenders.
This is what I was going to say. The rates are comparable. The only difference is that there's usually a fee. So you're going to pay a 1% fee on an alternative lender. That's kind of their how they mitigate their risk. Mindy, you want to sing in the next one?
On the fourth day of Christmas, my mortgage broker gave to me.
Mortgage
Our
myth.
First
mortgage
series.
Our first series, the GAM series, getting a mortgage.
Yes, our 5-part series. We actually originally envisioned it as a 3-part series, but it ended up being 5 parts. And we were talking about the process of getting a mortgage, right from where you start to what happens after the mortgage closes.
Picking up the phone to filing that mortgage statement.
And that series, more than any other, I have sent to borrowers, especially first-time homebuyers. They found it so helpful to understand the steps involved and what we're doing when we say, can you send us your bank statements? Why do we need that? All that information is in there.
So let's start. It's at episode 14. Yeah, there's 5 episodes of that GAM series. On the 5th day of mortgage miss, my broker gave to me first-time homebuyers.
You hit it. You
and
hit
a it. Beer.
And a beer.
Just kidding. I had to do that. Get out of my head.
The first time home buyers episode.
Yes, episode 17. Check that out if you are a first time home buyer, because in that episode, we talk about the different programs that are available to first time home buyers. You guys are a special bunch, and there are a bunch of things that are available to first time home buyers that aren't available to anyone else.
This is true. And we even had a new first time home buyer program come into the marketplace this year. So this could be an episode that we update maybe once every couple of years as programs come and go.
Totally.
And as the market kind of, that's the place where the market has shifted the most drastically is for first time home buyers. So I think that we can update that more regularly to keep it relevant for sure.
On the 6th day of mortgage mess, my true love and my mortgage broker gave to me.
Hit it, Pete.
USA broker. This was my favorite episode. It inspired me as a real estate investor to look across the border. It's amazing that they're so close, and yet how they manage mortgage lending is so very different than it is in Canada. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's pros and cons to both, but it was definitely an eye-opener for me.
So if you're looking at buying a place in the U.S., have a listen to episode 25. We have a great discussion with Dustin Carlson, who tells us all about that U.S. side of things.
On the 7th day of mortgage miss, my broker gave to me saving for a down payment. I could not carry a tune on that one.
Saving for a down payment.
But this episode, Mindy, you brought the guest for this episode. It was your connection, Jess Patterson, the financial planner that we chatted with about saving for a down payment. But I find this episode, it's enlightening. It's inspiring. It forced me to think a little bit differently about savings.
It's common sense. I think that was the nice thing about Jess is he is very common sense, not overly complicated. Hopefully we aren't overly complicated. It just comes down to how much do you earn and how much do you spend? And if you're saving, what should you do with those savings?
For sure.
Don't put it under your mattress. Also, maybe don't wrap your Christmas presents with your savings.
Also, don't leave it in a lawyer's trust account. Just saying.
It's a thing that people have done.
Don't do it.
So speaking of down payment, though, that was episode 26. We also wanted to highlight episode 41 on the 8th day of mortgage miss.
Exactly.
So what is a down payment?
Exactly. In episode 41, we unpack what can be used for a down payment and how you go about verifying and showing your down payment. So check it out. On the ninth day of Christmas. No, I did it. I always want to say Christmas and I want to say true love. Okay, I'll get it right. On the ninth day of Christmas, my... Hang on. Take three. On the ninth day of mortgage mess, my mortgage broker gave to me.
Choosing your lender.
Ooh. Episode 37.
Nailed it, Mindy. Episode 37. And Mindy, I've seen this one go out from your email many times, repeatedly. This is a fantastic episode with one of our lender reps talking about monoline lenders versus bank lending versus credit union lending.
And you're saying, what is a monoline lender? And this is the conversation I have with so many clients. So now that we have this episode, I can be like, you know what? Here, listen, this is what a monoline lender is, and this is what they do, and this is what they're good at. Yeah, sometimes it's nice to have a bunch of lenders to choose from, hence the reason why you'd work with a mortgage broker, right? There's more to the lending world.
For sure. Okay, on the 10th day of Mortgagemas, we are giving you our design, our DAM series, Design and Mortgages series, starting at episode 29. This is our most listened to series, as far as if we're looking at analytics on the back end. This series has had a lot of listens, and I don't know if it's because we had guests on all of the episodes or if because it was just a really cool conversations that we had.
We talked to an interior designer in the first part of the series and talked about what values you can get out of various designs and what kinds of things you can do to help improve your home. Then we talked to a home designer in the second part of the series about the ground up design process. And then the third part, we talked to a developer who actually puts the nails and the boards up and does the whole thing. So what to expect when you're trying to do a construction project.
What I loved about this, I loved this series, but particularly the conversation with the realtor developer. I loved how honest he was. He just gave us the straight answer. Look, this is what I do. This is why I do it. This is how it's done. And I really appreciated that honest candor.
And what I really enjoyed about this series was these three professionals that we talked to all work in a different city. They don't work together. And yet they all had the same overall approach to working with their clients and starting projects and managing projects. It was such a interesting series and it came together so nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think from a success standpoint and success being measured by that design, hitting the designs that you want, hitting your budgets, this is where the experience of these three people really shows through in that they are talking about how do we get to that successful point. So definitely check it out if you're taking on any sort of project from a reno all the way up to a build.
That one started at episode 29. On the 11th day of Mortgagemas, my broker gave to me the Rentals and Mortgages series. So this is another series. We called this one our RAM series. Starting at episode 34, we cover short and long-term rentals, building your portfolio, building your empire. It was a very interesting conversation. And this particular segment of our market is quite dynamic.
Very dynamic. Very the short-term rental space, the long-term rental space, heavily legislated. You've got rules coming at you from all over the place, all different levels of government. And of course, recently, there's been a big change to short-term rental rules in the province of British Columbia. And so now each municipality has to figure out what they're going to do with those rules. So once again, stay tuned because there may be an update to the rental series in the future.
Right. And on that topic, I do want to throw in an honorable mention that adds a 13th day to the 12 days of Mortgagemas, but this one gets...
This is the 11 and a half.
Okay. 11 and a half. Right. Gets an honorable mention. Our rent versus buy episode was episode 11. It was an early episode. Our goal with that one was to look into unpacking what it means to rent versus what it means to buy. What are the benefits and drawbacks on each side? As we mentioned, this is an extremely dynamic area of our market, especially real estate in Canada.
There may be some updates to this episode because when we originally recorded the rent versus buy, there was a huge push to show why buying made a lot of sense, not only from a financial standpoint, but from a long-term standpoint. Now there's been a lot of changes. So rates have gone up quite a bit, and it may make sense to rent for a little bit. So we can see that there's potential for some changes in this episode. So stay tuned. We might re-record or update or provide new information on this whole rent versus buy concept.
New information, new perspective.
Yeah.
It's okay to be renting. If you can't afford to buy, the thing that you're looking that most people would be looking to provide is consistency, stability, and historically a rental can be a little bit less stable, but if you can make it stable, there's nothing wrong with renting.
Well, and it may right. not even come down to affordability. There are some people who can afford to buy and yet they're choosing to rent.
All right, we've come to the 12th day of Mortgagemas. What did our mortgage broker give to you on the 12th day of Mortgagemas?
16 little gifts. Called 16. Special features, interest rate announcements,
Bank of Canada updates.
I am so happy that we chose to do that because without having a crystal ball, we just thought, hey, this might be informative to record a quick podcast when the Bank of Canada does their interest rate announcements. We did that before all these increases started happening. So all of a sudden we had a ton of information to unpack and unpack quickly each Wednesday after the rate announcement. And we also had some incredible guests to help us understand what the Bank of Canada was doing.
That's right. And if you want to find these special features, they're sprinkled throughout. There's 8 per year, but you'll find them by looking for the red symbol in your podcast app, because every time we did one of these episodes, we did a special red background.
So all that information that we were able to present to you in those 16 episodes, now we feel like we're reaching a bit of a plateau. I think we kind of felt that way as of the October rate increase. So going forward, so you don't hear us 16 times or 8 times a year saying, and there's been no change, we are going to only release a special feature if there is a change to the bank rate.
And knock on wood that we're at this, I'm going to use your word, Mindy, precipice. Knock on wood. We'll see what happens at the next rate announcement. But that brings us to the end of our 12 days of Mortgagemas. So we talked about BC assessment, keeping your mortgage statement, alternative lending. We have a bunch of different series throughout the past couple of years that you can go back and check out. We talked about first-time home buyers, down payment, saving for a down payment, all kinds of golden nuggets in this mortgage process. We will list all of these episodes in the episode write-up. Pete, this is your part where you want to say.
Link in the description. Is that right?
I'm not going to link it. We're just going to list them in the description.
Check the description out. There's stuff in there.
But the moral of the story is build your team, build your trusted team when it comes to financing, when it comes to real estate, when it comes to mortgages. Build your trusted team of advisors and make sure you lean on them and ask questions and listen to our podcast.
That's what I was going to say. You stole the words right from my mouth.
Go back and listen.
Yes, go back and listen.
Go back and listen.
This is The Mortgage Life.
We look forward to continuing the conversation.
So come back and listen.